So just want to be sure you have that. We'll start up in January, but it's going to get very hectic for all of us going into the holidays. So, okay, well, welcome to SOCMET 044 Baker. And what we're going to do tonight is pick up on the activation mobilization severity levels discussion we had before. And I'm going to try to whiz through the initial slides, because what I want to do is to try to do a simulation of how you fill out these forms, because I think that the information that Wayne provided, while it's a lot of detail, I'm almost certain that everybody got lost in the class. So we're going to give it a shot. So what you should have there, let's just go ahead. Okay, I'm looking at back a slide or so. Slide 36, you don't have it in your current handout, but slide 36 talked about eight standardized activation levels. And they numbered 0 through 6 and R for recovery. Level 0, just as an overview, level 0 was normal. It's what we are right now. Number 1 was you have received notice that something's brewing. Number 2, you're given an alert that it's more severe than we thought. Number 3, you're given the concept of standby. Okay, we are activating. Mission Viejo Races is activating, but you've not been given permission to go anywhere yet. You haven't been given permission to join the travel net and to eventually stage, which is number 4, level 4. You may stage for an extended period of time or immediately and eventually deploy, and we'll walk through this a little bit later. Number 6 is disaster, which is it really has hit the fan. It's terrible. We're all trying to survive. And at that point, we kind of forget all the formality, and we just look after our own families and do whatever it takes to make it. And R is the last level, which is recovery. Now, a comment about Wayne's material. As I was trying to prepare for tonight, it occurs to me that there's two different kinds of scenarios we have going on here. One is the way that I choreographed the last two exercises. And I gave you a handout with some emails that we'll refer to later on. But basically, the escalation occurred for both Golden Guardian and the set over a period of days, culminating in our exercise on Saturday. I see, as I went through the material that Wayne provided, that he is making a basic assumption that we escalate rapidly. That it's like the earthquake hit right now, and we jump on the radio and we're off and running. And going down, going up through the escalation levels, the standard activation levels, fairly rapidly. So when we go through my comments a little bit later, I'm going to try to pull together what Wayne gave us, which is a rapid escalation in my judgment, versus the emails that I sent out and what I was trying to have you do. And our goal will be to do it in a slow escalation, to fill out the forms in a slower escalation.
Well, one difference might be, you know, rapid escalation is if we're right in the middle of a disaster,
mm-hmm.
and the slow is if we're going to be mutual aid.
That could very well be. It could be, and there are situations where a disaster or a situation evolves into a disaster. That's frequently the case. And we don't know the severity of the situation. Initially, it looks, well, okay, it's just a minor deal. But all of a sudden, things get more and more out of hand, and you're right. And there becomes a need for mutual aid. So, having gone with that comment, why the standard activation levels? This is just a review, and then I'll get up to the slide where we are right now. But standardized activation level codes increase a common denominator communication between the various cities or agencies. Obviously, it provides a standard way for us to do a bunch of training, thereby increasing our preparedness and our ability to offer mutual aid, and hopefully, if we practice enough, to look more professional, like the fire departments and the police departments do. And if we can just use the SAL levels, the standard activation level codes, we likely can cut down the amount of airtime we consume, which would be very, very important if it was let's think about what happened in the SET, in the drill we just recently had. Laguna Niguel, main repeater was down. Therefore, they needed to go to their secondary, which was our primary. Now, what if we hadn't arranged the exercise the way we did, and we both, the two cities, had to share the same repeater? Then it would be extremely important for us to use these activation levels and cut to the chase with codes. SAL 1, SAL 2, we're at SAL 4, you know. And that's part of the idea. Oh, very definitely. Well, actually, what would happen would be that you'd have two resource nets on the same frequency. This is Laguna Niguel resource net. This is Mission Viejo resource net. You'd have probably two travel nets on the frequency. You know, again, Laguna Niguel travel, Mission Viejo travel, and then one of the things that Wayne, I think, brought out in the class is that we have to be explicit. Which net are we talking to? Are we addressing when we hop on the mic? Are we talking to the Mission Viejo staging net? And then we can cut to the chase. Okay, well, now what we have here is also as a review up on the screen here. The SAL 0 level is normal, as you can see on the right-hand side of the screen. SAL 1 and SAL 2 are what are considered notification. SAL 3 is activation. We'll talk more about what the difference was between SAL 1 and SAL 2 as we dig into it a bit. But SAL 3 overview is being activated. So on a form, now one thing that we're going to be trying to fill out one of the activation sheets later. So you need to pay real close attention to the verbiage. For example, in the authority box, box A, on the activation mobilization checklist, these are not at all, the way it's organized is confusing. I would have thought that the number one line is notified by, and all the particular information about being notified, because that's what happens first. And then you're activated. So that information, it seemed, would have been the next row down, rows down. And then finally, mobilization. But the way Wayne put this together, you've got activation, mobilization, notification, which is almost backwards in the chronology of the way it goes. And we'll see that in a bit. But anyway, level three is activation, and then there's three levels of mobilization: stage, deploy, and of course disaster, and then of course recovery is the mop up. And if it were a big incident, the recovery would be very important because we've, for example, there'd be a travel net going home because we want to be careful whether our people are safe. Now, I had an experience with a hospital group where we were called out to one of the hospitals up in Santa Ana West Med Hospital. And it was a power outage. They were swapping out generators. And we were on call from 6 o'clock. I left at about 2 a.m. because I just lost it. And there was no travel net. And it really highlighted to me how important this idea of travel net is. How nice it would have been if there had been provision to be sure that everybody who was blurry-eyed and sleepy trying to drive home got home safely.
Doesn't sound like the hospital would listen to the old lady in April.
April.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they do a travel net.
No, they don't. They don't prescribe to this concept. Personally, I think that there's value add. So during recovery, there could be that there'd be a travel net, and the procedure would be almost as important as getting to the incident. Okay. Now, the sequence of these slides, you can follow along in your handout. I'm going to jump to the text for each one. So the sequence is that Wayne highlighted a section like Sal Zero, which is normal, and then he talks about it. And the main issue, as we've already said, is everything is normal, and what he's talking about as far as response is we all ought to be thinking in terms of what are the normal procedures we maintain for our family, you know, to be safe. Do we know how we get out of our house if there was a fire, particularly if it's a two-story house and the bedroom's upstairs? Things like that that sometimes we don't think about. Why is it important? Well, when I was working in business continuity planning, we couldn't rely on our employees to help preserve the business if they hadn't already done their homework to be sure that everything was okay at home. Sal, going back, on the form here, you've got the Sal 1 over on the left, and you'll notice that there is a word associated with each level. In this case, it's normal. Okay, that is, we can change a lot on this form, but one thing we can't change is the term that relates to each cell level, because otherwise in mutual aid it would be total confusion. So cell 2 is notice level. Okay, and jump. Cell 1 is notice level, and I forgot, for the purpose of the recording, we're on slide 42. And the response here is note deployment. You're not authorized to do travel net at this point. No pre-staging allowed. Now, again, keep in mind as we go through these slides that the assumption that that Wayne has on his material is a rapid escalation of the severity of the incident. So immediately, in this case, he's initiating the resource net. Now, that may not be. And continue preparedness. And we're familiar with the resource net because we've been running them for months. on and off